The 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashu Tiku. First, the headlines. An aluminium production enterprise worth 88 billion CFA francs is said to be constructed in Cameroon to foster the production of aluminium products. 1,500 young people of the 11th batch of conscript trained by the Civic Service Agency for participation in development from the 10 regions of the country have been charged to be ambassadors of good citizenship. Volcan of Noon, Union Sportive of Abongbang, Mintak FC of Upper Sanaga and Atlantic of Kribi are the remaining four clubs to battle for the two tickets of the National Interpools to the Elite 2 Football Championship. The news in full. The fabrication of aluminium products like roofing sheets and cables will experience a significant boost in the years ahead. The government of Cameroon has signed a protocol agreement authorizing the setting up of a company known as Praolu to this effect. The enterprise, worth some 88 billion francs, is expected to produce 60,000 tons of finished aluminium products when it begins its activities in 2027. Star Building correspondent Christine Chiatam presents the protocol agreement signed under the auspices of Prime Minister Joseph Diongute.
The protocol agreement was signed on behalf of the government of Cameroon by the Minister of Trade, Luc Magloire Mbarga Atangana, the Acting Minister of Mines, Fou Callistus Gentry, and the GM of Alucam, Alain Melom, while the CEO of Prometal, Hissam El Jamal, signed on behalf of Praolu, which is a subsidiary of his group. The agreement authorizes Praolu to set up its plants in the Douala Bassa Industrial Zone and to proceed with the production of finished aluminium products like roofing sheets, copper cables and pre-painted steel coils. The agreement, signed in the presence of the Prime Minister of Government, Joseph Diongute, has been hailed as a huge boost to the import substitution policy of the state, as Praolu is obliged to use mostly aluminium made in Cameroon by Alucam. Fou Callistus Gentry, Minister of Mines, and Luc Magloire Mbarga Atangana, Minister of Trade.
Cameroon is one of the first countries in Africa to have a four-tier phase in the bauxite aluminium sector, where we have bauxite, alumina, aluminium atap, alumina, aluminium in IDEA, and aluminium finished products at a high-value investment potential of 88 billion.
Any Cameroonian will be able to build his house from Cameroonian local materials without inflation, without price fluctuation.
Praolu is an investment estimated at 88 billion francs and is expected to create some 500 direct jobs and 1,000 indirect jobs when it goes operational. Its cooperation with Alucam, which was also concretized in a trade agreement, is expected to position Cameroon not only in the sub-region, but also in the wider African market. Hissam El Jamal, CEO, Prometal Group, and Alain Melom, Director General of Alucam.
About 70% of our production should be for roofing sheet, and the other 30% is for the other products.
We are going to increase the availability of those roofing sheets with all the possibilities that the free trade zone is going to bring.
Officials of Prometal are projecting to start setting up next year and to begin production in the first semester of 2027. Christian Chiatam, Sierra TV, the Star Building.
Ways of deepening existing mutually beneficial relations between Cameroon and South Korea have been reviewed during an audience granted to the South Korean ambassador to Cameroon by the first deputy speaker of the National Assembly, Ambassador Nam Ki-wong, and Honorable Hilarion Etong. Both described excellent diplomatic ties between Seoul and Yaoundé, which dates as far back as 1961. They hope to spread their friendship at the level of their parliaments. Here now is a South Korean diplomat, Nam Ki-wong, with a snapshot of their over 45 minutes discussion. He spoke to Doris Batetatoekwe.
Korea and Cameroon has continuously developed our bilateral relationship. For instance, last year, Korea's Prime Minister, His Excellency Han Duck-soo, visited Cameroon. And this year, the Minister of External Relations, His Excellency Umbella Umbella, he visited Korea to participate in the Korea-Africa Summit in June. So Mr. Vice Speaker and I evaluate how far our two countries has developed our bilateral relationship, and also we have the same opinion. We should do more to further develop our relationship. And also I stressed not only for the bilateral two governments, but also the two national assemblies. That means the Korean parliament member of the national assembly to visit Cameroon and also vice versa. By doing so, we can promote our relationship for the more, not only the governmental level, also the national assembly.
A partnership agreement has been signed between the Cameroon Association of Banana and Plantain Actors, headed by Tony Obam, and the CRTV, led by its Director General, Charles Ndongo. This was during a ceremony chaired by the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, in the presence of six other members of government at the studio, at Studio One, CRTV head office in Bala 2. The CRTV boss, in the following excerpt of an interview selected by staff man Gu Henry, says the corporation will contribute to the smooth organization of the third edition of the Banana Planting Festival to take place in December.
I use this ceremony as an opportunity to pay particular tribute to the visionary aspect of this project to promote the plantain sector, led by young people and aimed at benefiting them. The promises of socio-professional integration of the youth into economic activity through this sector motivate us. At the end of the agreement, young CRTV listeners, viewers, and internet users will be encouraged to take up farming as a source of job and self-employment with the possibility of becoming plantain exporters.
The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, has called on the 1,500 youths that took part in the that make up the 11th batch of conscript trained by the National Civic Service Agency for participation in development to be worthy citizens of the country. He was speaking in Ebolova in a ceremony to hand over certificates to 150 conscript of the South region over in Bamenda. The 150 conscripts who took part in the program are called Moral Rearmers. Julenta Rosa Fangmi has the details.
The 150 conscripts have just completed a one-month-long training aimed at fostering discipline, moral education, community development, and social entrepreneurship. Dubbed Moral Rearmers, these young people have been equipped with skills to be peace builders and agents of positive change in their communities, which are grappling with insecurity and social unrest.
Volunteerism. Conscription have taught me that it's not just what gives you money that you are supposed to work on. You need to help your community grow.
You need to respect the anthem and be confident of it as well.
The chief of center for the training of the conscripts, Jake Barnabas, emphasized the importance of these conscripts in setting an example for their peers in their different communities.
They have been equipped as civic and moral ambassadors, and we are sending them to be agents of change in their various community. They are creative, they are innovative, and very constructive.
Close to 2,000 conscripts have so far been trained in the Northwest region with certificates awarded. These moral rearmers are seen as crucial players in efforts to rebuild and stabilize their communities. Jolenta Rosa Fanui, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And we stay in Bamenda, where a total of 30 billion CFA francs has been allocated by the Debt Reduction Development Contract, C2D, for major infrastructural projects in Bamenda, including the rehabilitation of critical roads and the construction of commercial centers aimed at boosting local commerce. During a meeting with key stakeholders in Bamenda, Northwest Governor Dov Lelela Frick highlighted the vital importance of community engagement and transparency to guarantee the successful and timely execution of these projects, especially given the region's ongoing challenges. Ola Titanki reports from Bamenda.
Residents of Bamenda have long endured the difficulties of navigating poorly maintained roads, but hope is on the horizon as the C2D program begins its implementation phase. Officials overseeing the projects are optimistic that the 30 billion franc CFA investment will revitalize key markets within Bamenda 1, 2 and 3 municipalities and rehabilitate 18 kilometers of roadways across the city. According to the regional coordinator of the C2D program, Dr. Njeta Betran, the project is set to be completed within a 24-month time frame. Northwest Governor Adolphe Lele Lafrique has stressed the critical role of community involvement, underscoring that effective collaboration between residents and contractors is essential for the project's success.
They have instructed the administrative authorities, the security services to accompany those contractors to realize the expected dream of the population who are waiting to have a good road.
The governor reassures the public of government's commitment to closely monitor the project's progress, ensuring that it meets all required standards for quality and effectiveness. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Officials of the SEMA Commission, led by its president Baltazar Engonga Ejo, have discussed ways of boosting trans-border trade flow in the sub-region. During a three-day forum that held recently in Douala, participants resolved to empower the private sector to fully play its role as the engine of the economy, proposing the implementation of the agreement on free circulation of persons and goods in the SEMAC zone and the uplifting of customs and taxation barriers. Pontia News, Lawong.
Transborder trade in the SEMAC sub-region is estimated at just 3%, the least in the world. The situation has been blamed on numerous factors, namely complex and non-harmonized customs procedures, high taxes, differences in the value-added tax and excise duties across the countries that tend to create trade distortions, corruption and informal payments, as well as different taxation systems and rates that create complexity and uncertainty. In addition to this, are the absence of a reliable transborder transport network, security issues in some countries that lead to the frequent closure of borders and the lack of willingness to adopt preferential trade reforms that could reduce trade integration and reduce barriers. The three-day forum in Douala is proof enough of the fact that the SEMAC Commission is conscious of these obstacles and seeks to dissolve them. This requires a concerted effort and justifies the presence of customs and taxation officials, employers' unions, transporters, as well as officials of the chambers of commerce from all SEMAC member countries at the consultation forum. Described as the engine of the economy by the president of the SEMAC Commission, Baltazar Engonga Ejo, the private sector has been identified as a key actor on which transnational trade is pegged. As such, recommendations centered around empowering the sector and designing laws and policies that permit for it to prosper. Participants therefore recommended a boost in the number of small and medium-sized enterprises and to ease creation procedures. They also suggested the facilitation of access to funding by SMEs as well as the neutralization of the value-added tax, VAT. In another dimension, they recommended the full implementation of the agreement permitting the free circulation of persons and goods amongst the six member countries, the development of good transport infrastructure including roads, seaports and airports, as well as the reduction of taxes on air tickets. The dream of the SEMAC Commission is to build a sub-regional market free of taxation and customs barriers and to render it more competitive and attractive. Ponsianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
And in news out of the country, the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, has called for Africa to be given a permanent seat at the UN Security Council as part of reforms to correct historical injustice. The Security Council has five permanent members, of which are China, France, Russia, the United Kingdom and the United States, and has long been criticized for representing the realities that prevail at the end of World War II, when much of Africa was still under colonial rule. And in sports, the Bepanda Multipurpose Center was the focal point of an intensive Federal B license coaching course recently held in Douala. 39 coaches underwent rigorous training to gain necessary qualifications to lead youth and amateur teams while setting a new standard for coaching excellence. The course was supervised by the Deputy National Technical Director of Football, Fritz Mbella, under the coordination of the Cameroon Football Federation. Rene Kache has the details.
The week-long course between August 5 and 11 was meticulously structured, combining both theoretical and practical sessions to ensure a comprehensive learning experience. The theoretical segments provided the 39 Federal B licensed student coaches with essential knowledge on coaching methodologies, game strategies, and player development principles. Meanwhile, practical sessions offered hands-on experience, allowing participants to apply theoretical concepts in real-life scenarios. Deputy National Technical Director Fritz Mbela led the sessions, bringing in a wealth of experience and expertise to the training. His leadership and guidance were instrumental in enhancing the quality of instruction and ensuring that participants received valuable insights into effective coaching techniques. The culmination of the course was marked by a formal ceremony where diplomas were awarded to the successful candidates. The diplomas were signed by National Technical Director Ange Bembarger and the President of the Littoral Regional Football League, Louis Robin Bekek. The program aims to foster the development of youth talents and promote the growth of football within local communities. The newly certified coaches are now well prepared to lead their teams with enhanced skills and knowledge, contributing to the overall advancement of the country's football. Rene Kache, CRTV News, Douala.
And in more sports news, Volcan FC of Nunu will play against Union Sportive of Abombang in the semi-finals of the 2024 National Interpools taking place in Yaounde. The other fixture pits, Mintak FC of Upper Senegal against Atlantic of Kribi. That brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashu Tiku.
Anybody where you won't fight you, may they come, they already know. I'll be right beside you, like the wall of Jericho. They don't know, they don't know, they don't know what's going on. Monagiso, 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 my baby boy. I'll be a soldier for you, I'm getting better in Kung Fu. You should know I got you, and you don't need to guide me too. I'll be right beside you in anything that you do. If you ever need saving, I will be running to you. Running, running, running to you. I'll be running to you. Running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to. Running, running, running to you. I've been running to you, running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to.